Listen and Live Audio presents The Children of Green Knowe by L.M. Boston. Read by Simon Vance. A little boy was sitting in the corner of a railway carriage, looking out at the rain, which was splashing against the windows and blotching downward in an ugly, dirty way. He was not the only person in the carriage, but the others were strangers to him. He was alone, as usual. There were two women opposite him, a fat one and a thin one, and they talked without stopping, smacking their lips in between sentences, and seeming to enjoy what they said as much as if it was something to eat. They were knitting all the time, and whenever the train stopped, the click-clack of their needles was loud and clear like two clocks. It was a stopping train, more stop than go, and it had been crawling along through flat, flooded country for a long time. Everywhere there was water. Not sea or rivers or lakes, but just senseless flood water with the rain splashing into it. Sometimes the railway lines were covered by it, and then the train noise was quite different, softer than a boat.
"I wish it was the flood," thought the boy, "and that I was going to the Ark. That would be fun, like the circus. Perhaps Noah had a whip and made all the animals go round and round for exercise. What a noise there would be, with the lions roaring, elephants trumpeting, pigs squealing, donkeys braying, horses whinnying, bulls bellowing, and cocks and hens always thinking they were going to be trodden on but unable to fly up onto the roof where all the other birds were singing, screaming, twittering, squawking, and cooing. What must it have sounded like coming along on the tide? And did Mrs. Noah..."